So, like I was just explaining, I wasn't a Christian and became a Christian. Carney today, I'm going to be interviewing her on her walk with Christ, and I had a few questions, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Brilliant.
So, in your, I suppose, previous chapter in your life, you weren't a Christian. You were more aligned to Hinduism. Could you sort of give us a bit of a background of where that came from?
Yeah, so I grew up in South Africa. I'm of Indian descent, and there were a whole lot of South Africans in South Africa in the 1860s. And so the Indians from India took the religion with them, and that's all I knew. I was a Hindu. It was part of my community. It was the most natural thing to be. I was born into the faith. I knew there were other religions around, but I was very happy to be part of the Hindu faith, because when I looked at other religions, like Christianity mainly, because South Africa was a largely Christian country, I just thought, it's so nice not to feel exclusive and to feel more welcoming, because the Hindu faith accepts that, no matter what faith you are of, well, the faith that I followed and my parents did, that you would all go to God. So it wasn't an exclusive faith. And I just thought, the Christian faith at the time was too exclusive. It was definitely not for me, because South Africa was an apartheid country, practiced prejudice, and I thought, well, if Christians can behave like that, it's certainly not a religion I'd like to follow.
So you mentioned your parents brought you up in that sort of religion. I'm sure you, when you became a Christian, you had had a lot of questions, or they would have had a lot of questions about that, your faith. How did you handle that?
They still do, unfortunately. It's a good thing that I'm here and I'm not in South Africa for only that reason, because the weather's better back home. I would say, you know, it's really, really difficult, because we saw Christianity as, again, as being exclusive, as excluding, as saying that it's only through Christ that you actually go to God. And that was just astounding to us, that you'd say, oh, it's only through Jesus. And that just annoyed me my whole life. So I went to school with Christian children, and they were in the minority, because we were largely a Hindu community, because we went to Indian schools in South Africa. So I just thought, you know, it's just bizarre that it's only through one, this man that is blonde and blue-eyed, and it's definitely not to anything else. So they think the same of me now, in a way. So to my family, I would be seen as a sellout still, in a gentle way, because obviously I know that they love me dearly, but they're really dumbstruck by the fact that I could leave something that's so including and go to something that's excluding. So when I go home, you know, I try to talk about Jesus to them, because I know that beyond a shadow of a doubt now, that it is only through Christ that we can get to God. And I want to make sure that the young, my nieces and my nephews, know that. So I have easier discussions with them, and they are open about it. My mum has been to St. Mary. She comes here every 6 months of the year, and she lives with us. And she's very open to Christianity, like the way I was in the beginning. But she still says, I mean, she's been coming, and Will has chatted to her. She's done the Christianity Explored course. She still goes to me, and she goes, I don't understand. I don't understand how you can only accept Jesus, because, you know, I pray directly to God and he answers my prayers. So it is hard. I have older brothers. I'm the youngest in the family. And in the Indian community, it's very difficult for you to question older brothers and sisters. You're sort of not told, but you have a certain respect. So you can't openly go up and say, by the way, did you know it's only through Jesus? Whenever the opportunity strikes and religion does come into discussion, I do say what I need to say, and you know, they politely disagree and look at each other like I'm really weird. So I have to put up with all that. And with the wider circle as well, my friends are of both Christian and Hindu faith, but my Hindu friends think I'm very strange. I used to be very liberal in South Africa. Now I've become very conservative as a Christian. So that's still a challenge. I mean, you know, and yeah, my family find it really, really odd that I have converted.
Okay. I was just thinking about conservative, you're wearing blue, but that was just a...
This is definitely not different.
So the burning question I've got, and I'm sure most people in the room have, is, you know, how did you make that switch to trust in Christ.
Now, this, I hope this encourages you, because I'm standing here today as an absolute miracle. Trust me, because I, number one, I absolutely hated Christianity, because my dad hated Christianity. It's the Hindu way of thinking that, you know, it's just something that you don't like because it's exclusive. And I said, when I was really young, a 16-year-old friend of mine came to me, Michelle Chetty, and she was Seventh-day Adventist, and she was really lovely, and she said, you know, you should be a Christian. You're so lovely. And I thought, Michelle, you know, we live in a country where that practices apartheid, that aren't, they're not very nice people, but, you know, they're all Christian. And she gave me this Bible with a Christian message in it that my niece actually sent to me the other day, and I can't remember the exact words, but the last line was, Jesus loves you. And it didn't mean that much to me. I was attracted to the Christian faith in a way. I thought, everyone seems so nice with the people that I interacted with, but the bigger question was the politics outside of the immediate community. I loved Christmas, and that's why I wanted to be a Christian. I remember that. But I think the whole thing, it just irked me that, you know, it was only through Jesus. So, and I said, I will never, ever, ever turn to Christ. I will never, ever become a Christian. And I was born a Hindu, and I will die a Hindu. I remember saying that loads of times. But all through my life, it took me about 20 years to come to Christ. Just people were placed at different parts. You know, if I have to think about it and analyze it really carefully, there were just people that were placed in different parts of my life that just kept reminding me that it was only through Jesus. And it used to really irritate me. I was like, oh, for goodness sake, just shush. And then I think when I came to this country, it was like, okay, it's sort of devoid of spiritualism. You know, even though we had apartheid in South Africa, the people were nicer. And I don't mean that in a horrible way. I just thought, you know, in a culturally warmer. And I sort of started searching again. And there were Jehovah's Witnesses that came religiously, literally every single week to visit me. And I would open the door and, as a Hindu, say, you know, welcome, you know, you're part of this, the same God that I worship. And they were like, no, let's open the Bible and show you this. So for 10 years they came. And I remember September 11th when they were sitting in the lounge and they were pointing to the telly and they said, you know, that's the work of Satan. And basically, if you don't turn to Christ, you're going to be like that. You're doomed, basically. And that did put the fear of God in me. So in a way, they were effective. And I started a Christianity not with them. I started a Bible study course with them in 2011. And my friend Marianne, now God does have a sense of humor, because Marianne is an Afrikaner, and she's my dearest friend, one of my dearest friends here in England. She's South African, and both of us grew up separately during apartheid South Africa. We're very close here. She kept talking to me about the Christian faith, and what used to really irritate me was Marianne would always say, oh, it's only through Christ. And I was like, Marianne, that's fine, you know, I don't want to hear that. You know, Hinduism is better because we are so inclusive. And I used to quote some UN convention to her and talk about, you know, everything that she challenged me with that I thought conservative. There was a, you know, I'd have a go at her. But she was so good. She'd sit in my kitchen for 10 years listening to all the nonsense I would dish to her. And she was really patient about it. So I had Marianne gently, and I had the Jehovah's Witnesses. And then I had agreed at some point that I just, you know, just to get the Jehovah's Witnesses out of my hair, that I'd do a Bible study course with them. I tried one and it failed. So I tried another one. So Marianne had come to St. Mary's, and I think she said to Will, panicked, and said, Connie's getting really interested in the Jehovah's Witness faith. She's doing a Bible study with them. And Will had come by on his bicycle, and I was really impressed with that. He should actually go around her residence here, going on his bicycle, dishing out Christianity Explored course leaflets. And I was really impressed. I thought, wow, I didn't know vicars to be like that. So he gave me a leaflet, and he said, come to the Christianity Explored course. And I was like, okay, if a vicar's that committed, I'm going to go. So I was doing the Bible study course with Jehovah's Witnesses, and I was doing the Christianity Explored. And then I stopped Bible study course with Jehovah's Witnesses, and I just found the Christianity Explored course really amazing. It was halfway through that course that the penny just dropped. And I just thought, oh my goodness, I can't believe he died for me. Sorry, I get really emotional.
No, absolutely. That's really, really exciting. And yeah, talks, you know, everything you just said is just, I don't know, goosebumps from my perspective. So thank you. So I suppose a few, just wrapping up, I suppose one of the questions I had was, how has you turning to Christ influenced the way you now live in your life?
In so many ways. I'm a journalist. I work in a place where they don't do God at all. To be a Christian is quite strange. You know, swearing is really prevalent in the newsroom. We're very competitive. It's a dog-eat-dog business. And I remember being, you know, I still am ambitious. But for me now, God, Jesus is central to who I am rather than my career. I've had to let go of many opportunities. And I've had to realize that Jesus is in charge of my life rather than I am. I do struggle because I'm in a workplace where, you know, as I said, people don't do God. There is a lot of competition. But I think the Holy Spirit keeps reminding me of who I am and what I should and should not do. I still think sometimes, often like we all do because we're so sinful, that I'm still in charge. I do that. I think about that all the time. I'm like, I'm in charge. And then I realize when I fail, I'm like, yeah, you didn't do your Bible study this morning. That's why, you know, that's what's happened. And I think I used to swear quite frequently before because it was just part of the culture. When I got baptized, I remember thinking, it just felt now when someone swears, it just is, it really irritates me, it really annoys me, and I think it's so disrespectful. That's one thing that God has cleansed me of, and I'm grateful for that, because that still happens. And I think people think that's really weird that I don't. In so many other ways, I think I just, my conscience is sharper now as to what may be right and what may be wrong. I'm not perfect, by no means am I perfect, but I think my walk with Jesus is, it's just that the Holy Spirit is saying, you don't do that in your head. And that genuinely happens. So that's really nice.
Brilliant.
And also to, I think, approaching people and thinking if they're going to be competitive, how do I, you know, in a quiet way, not challenge it, for example, let things go and Jesus will provide, because it's not about being competitive, but it's just about the fact that God knows exactly the direction you're going to take and the way you're going to be. So actually, you don't have to be that ambitious and that competitive.
Brilliant. Thank you. Well, before I let you off the stage, it'd be great to pray for her. So we'd love to join me and pray for Carney. Lord, thank you so much for Carney, Father. Thank you so much that you've brought her into your family. Thank you that she was so lost, but you found her, and that it was through your grace that you brought her home. And thank you that you use her now in her walk with you. Every step of the way, she sees small changes, incremental changes, that it's not a huge big bang, she's perfect. That's not what you call any of us to be, but just to put our faith in you. So thank you that she is such an encouragement to each and every one of us as followers of you. And help her to just be confident in her walk, that she knows that you are behind her, and no matter what she faces in her day-to-day tasks, especially in this role as a journalist, that you are the light of the world and that darkness does not reign, but you do. So thank you so much for using her and bringing her home into your family. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.